XXXChurch.com presents Craig's Car Ride. XXXChurch.com.
Welcome to Craig's Car Ride. It is Monday night. I know you're listening to this on Tuesday, or heck, I don't care when you're listening to this. We put this out every Tuesday. Monday night, though, I'm actually driving into LA. It's about 80 degrees, no traffic, so it's a good day to be in LA. I know for those of you that are in other parts of the country, it is quite cold. But headed to see the band Emery tonight. If you don't know, or if you don't know anything about XXX Church, we've been partnering with this group called Bad Christian for a while now. I had them on the podcast. We've done a lot of stuff with those guys, just neat guys. If you go to badchristian.com, you can check it out. But they're in, a couple of the guys are in a band, and it's called Emery. Been around for a while. They just released an album, and they're actually out on tour playing Los Angeles tonight. Gonna go see what they have to say, and well, not what they have to say. Gonna go hear them sing a few songs, catch up, have some dinner with these guys, and see how tour is treating them. But hey, on this edition of the Bad Christian Podcast from my car, because I know last week we faked you out by having that podcast in bed. That was a first. But some of you who don't know me, you just think, you know, well, I don't know what you think about me, but that's a whole nother podcast. I actually work, my favorite place to actually work is from bed. Whether I'm in a hotel room, people that actually know me give me crap about this. They say I'm not adventurous, I don't go out enough when I'm in a city, because I'll just sit in bed and I'll work from a computer. My new bed though at my house is adjustable, so I've never had that in my life, but I bought this frame that can adjust. So other than to eat and pee, there is no reason to get up at all, because I just changed positions throughout the day, and I don't know. I haven't found a better setup to work. I know people like the standing desk, and other people like, I don't know, you know, the chair you can bounce on, but the adjustable bed, I find it quite nice to work. But hey, I'm going to be calling my friend Dave Willis from Georgia here in a second. Dave, if you're not familiar, runs a ministry called Stronger Marriages. If you go on Facebook, yes, people are still on Facebook, quite a few of them, and your kids aren't, but you're on, and type in the word marriage right there on the search bar, and you'll see Dave's ministry is actually the first thing that comes up. I don't know, 850,000 people are on this page. They're quite active, too. Pretty phenomenal what he has going on there. Dave's got a new book coming out. Not for a while, though. You got to wait for that one. But we partnered with Dave and Ashley for the Best Sex Life Now series. So what Jeanette and I talked about, if you didn't listen last week, the one that we did from bed, that was Jeanette. She was on. We were talking about sex. But I'm going to call Dave because, hey, might as well talk some more sex here on Craig's Car Ride. So here we go. From Dave lives where they do the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. I'm going to call Dave right now. Hey Dave, it's Craig.
Hey buddy, how you doing, man?
Good, how's Georgia today?
It's not bad. We've had some pretty good days, but we got it better than a lot of the country. There's snow or anything.
Yeah? So.
How about California?
California's nice, and I've just made fun of the other parts of the country on the podcast, so I just watching football this weekend, it didn't look like a lot of nice weather throughout the country.
No, you got it made out in California. We've got it pretty good in Georgia, but we don't have it California good. It's like a whole different level.
Yes, but we pay for it. We pay for California good.
I guess that's true. Georgia's cheap and relatively nice. California's crazy expensive and really nice. So I guess we got a better bargain, maybe. I don't know.
I think you. I don't know. I don't like the humidity and all that. But hey, I didn't call to talk about the weather. But so let's get down to this, because you know, weather's nice and all, but that's not what we do on this podcast. There's other weather podcasts you can listen to. So tell me, though, before we dive into this, what, I set it up a little bit about what it is that you do. I didn't tell them you're a pastor, though, during the day, Facebook genie by night. So tell me about you, your family, and what you do, all that you do.
Man, my life is it's exciting, and it's weird, and it's fun, and unpredictable. No 2 days the same. I'm a pastor, like you said, which is keeps me in contact with a lot of different people in a variety of settings, and that's kind of where I get a lot of the material for the blog and for what I'm doing online, is just interacting with folks here at our church. And, of course, being a dad, that's where an awful lot of life happens. That's my favorite role, being a husband and a dad. I get to do a lot of cool stuff. I get to talk to cool people like Craig Gross. So it opens the doors to meet new people. And, the internet has definitely changed the way that we've been able to reach out. And I'm just trying to figure out the technology so that I can use it to help as many people as I can.
So, Stronger Marriages, how did it all start? Just, you're a pastor, you have this idea because you love Facebook? Or, I don't even know this story, so I'm asking you, not like I've heard this. How did it all start?
It started, I just felt like, I would talk to people all the time, friends, I would talk to people at the church, and marriages just seemed like they were in crisis. And at first I was sad about it, like I would hear about someone getting a divorce or the marriage in trouble, and I'd get sad. But after a while, that sadness evolved into an anger. I started just getting angry about it. Like, this is just ridiculous. Somebody's got to do something about it. I remember kind of having that thought, like, somebody really needs to do something to help fix marriages. And I felt like God was sort of tapping on the shoulder and winking at me, saying, hey, you're somebody. You know, you do something. And, of course, I didn't feel at least qualified. I didn't feel like, I was any kind of an expert. But what I do feel like God wired me up to do is maybe not be an expert, but to be an encourager. And that marriages desperately need encouragement. So if I just focused my efforts on trying to encourage as many people in their marriages as possible, then maybe a real change could happen. So I didn't know where to start. I didn't have a budget. I didn't really have any money or expertise. And so I started the easiest way I had to start. I set up a Facebook page, because that only takes about 5 minutes and it costs $0, which was right about my budget at the time. Set up a page, just called it Marriage, because I couldn't think of a more creative title. It's facebook.com/strongermarriages, because just plain marriage was already taken. And I just started putting stuff. I mean, none of it was rocket science. It all seemed pretty basic. But I feel like the basics are where we need most of the reminders in our relationships. And over time, it started to slowly grow. About 9 months in, it had 1,000 likes. And that wasn't bad, but I had like 3,000 Facebook friends at the time. So I'm thinking, man, I'm not even reaching my own friends with this. I really was hoping it would take off and become something more. But then all of a sudden, it was this time of year, 2 years ago. It was in November, 2 years ago, just out of the blue, all of a sudden, the thing just took off and went viral. And over a three-month period, it grew from 1,000 likes to a 250,000 likes. And it's just been on this kind of crazy trajectory of growth ever since.
No, it's cool. So what, I'm just going to ask you, running a marriage site, with your wife, so then, I mean, obviously there's unlimited material now, that you can write about, that you can talk about, but I do notice on the site, you talk, it's pretty personal, like, hey, here's stuff, like when you say you're not an expert, I mean, none of us claim to be in that regards, and I do think that's what holds a lot of people back from doing anything, because we think our voice isn't strong enough, or we don't have it all together, but, I think even just what I've seen, kind of you airing out what you've learned and what you've gone through. With your wife, I guess the question, it's a long setup. What's are there certain things that are off limits that she says, hey, please don't share this on the site?
That's a great question. Well, I kind of got trained in that way of checking with her first, not when the site was gone, but just being up there preaching sermons. I would tell stories that she was in and not think to ask her permission first. And sometimes, like, that would be trouble because I just wasn't thoughtful enough early on to think, oh, wait, this affects her. People are going to walk up to her afterwards, and they're going to be talking about this. I need to give a heads up and get a green light for this. And all this kind of culminated one night where I famously, without her knowledge, was even thinking that it was a big deal, told a story to a live audience about us breaking our first bed. It was her antique bed that her parents had given her, breaking the bed in the act of lovemaking, which is one of my favorite stories to this day. But to her, that was kind of an embarrassing live moment that I had not said, hey, I'm thinking about sharing this. And we had to talk about that afterwards. And so ever since then, you know, anytime I'm going to kind of include her in a personal account, in whatever that's going to look like, I always say, hey, sweetie, look, I'm thinking about sharing the story of the time with this or that. Is that okay? And she's almost always like, yes, listen, you know, definitely. She wants to be included in just an important part of any marriage and communication and having a thoughtfulness to think of your spouse in those moments. But we've both gotten to the point where we realize, you know, we can't help people if we're not willing to be transparent and we're not willing to be vulnerable. And people aren't looking for perfection. I mean, we feel like people are looking for authenticity. They're just looking for others to be real with them. And so we don't hold a whole lot back. I mean, there are obviously, if it's something that by sharing it we could somehow harm our own marriage or others, we don't talk about it. But almost without exception, we try to share the struggles that we're going through, because it helps us work through it personally, but it also, we think, gives more credibility to what we're doing and helping others.
Yeah, no, that's I'll tell you this story, and I guess I'll tell everybody else it. But so we just finished, you know, this Best Sex Life Now series, so we're going to talk about that and just kind of the idea of talking about sex and just some of the issues that you've seen with that. So I talked about that, and hopefully to those listeners, if you're listening, go to bestsexlifenow.com. You can kind of see what it is that we're talking about, this new series that Dave and his wife and my wife and I put together. So in it, we talk about having great sex, what goes into great sex, not just actually the physical part, but other things and, you know, everything. I feel like it's more about marriage, well, just as much about marriage as it is about sex, about the things that we're trying to teach people. So Jeanette and I, you know, for me and my wife, like, this was the first thing Jeanette's ever really done in front of people, you know, for the ministry, like, very private person, but felt like, you know, God obviously using her story to be able to communicate this with others. So she agreed to do it, but it is weird. Like, she's the opposite of me. Like, she doesn't even want to hear any feedback. She won't go watch it. She wouldn't even like, I mean, just no. Great. I did it. I don't want to know. I don't want anyone's advice. I don't want anyone's opinion. No, I just, if it helps people, great.
I don't want to hear any feedback.
Yeah,
because I don't want to know that my friends are watching it and hearing me talk about sex. I get it.
Yeah, so I mean, a friend of ours said, you looked really nervous in the first one. She's like, I was. I was on camera talking about sex. So she's like, I don't need to hear this. She got all mad. But anyways, so she said,
hey,
so
on that, real quick, would you apologize to Jeanette for me? Because I feel like when we were doing the intro video, I said, hey, we're so excited to do this with Craig. And I totally blanked on Jeanette's name. I said, and Craig's wife. And it just seems like a really impersonal introduction, so totally random. But yeah. I think about it like every time I watch it. So please tell her that I'm sorry, and I will refer to her as Jeanette from now on.
Okay, I think we ruined your wife's name on one of the takes. So then I was like, no, I think I got the name wrong. So yes, we've all been there. So apology accepted. But I said to Jeanette after sex the other night, I said to her with a smirk, was that the best sex life now? And she said, please do never say that again. And, you know, because now I feel like we just did this series on sex. So we can't not just have a bad night. Now we can't just not do it. Like, we better live up to this. So,
We're legitimate spokespeople for sex.
I know. I'm even thinking it needs to be part of my job description now. So that way, you know, it's, you know. But anyway, so what about that? So I know when you're doing the marriage page, the ministry, a lot of, just even our connection with you was seeing the posts that you did about pornography and sex and some of these things, not afraid to talk about that. So yeah, tell me what you think now that the series is out, the video series, you know, you had a chance to kind of hear from people that have watched it or and you guys participate. What's the, yeah, give me your thoughts and then give me what you think is the craziest kind of reaction that you've heard so far from maybe positive or negative about this. Because, obviously I've heard a ton of people tell me their sex life is none of my business and I need to stay out of it and not give an input. And especially if people got ticked that a pastor would input on your sex life, because that is definitely, I've heard, off limits.
Yeah, no, it's really funny to me. People come up with their ideas of what's off limits and right when about sex. We live in a culture where it's like we will sit through 5 consecutive TV commercials that have some kind of provocative sexual twist to it. We'll watch a television show that is just like explicit with sex. Erotica romance novels. And so, some people take it so far as to just watch hardcore pornography. But then talk about openly what creator of sex, what God actually says about it, talk about it in an open and transparent, honest way, that's what offends people. It blows my mind. I mean, it literally blows my mind. I remember I spoke about sex very openly, but very, very tastefully in a church one time, and this older lady, she got up and walked out with this young teenage daughter because she was offended that sex was being talked about. Church, and I just thinking, where else do you want learning about what sex is? Let's see what the creator of sex actually has to say about it. And man, the Bible is an amazing sex manual, in addition to all the other wonderful things that it does. So, for people to be offended by that in a world that's like sexually saturated with all the wrong kinds of messages. It literally does blow my mind. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around the argument. It's inappropriate to be teaching about what sex really look like. I mean, I don't even know where to start. It's one that I've heard a lot. But I guess, like, on a positive side, I've heard a lot of positive, too. Of like, wow, this is an issue that people are afraid to talk about for whatever reason, but yet it's such an important If the sexual aspect of the marriage isn't there, or it's dysfunctional, or there's all this kind of like baggage and unmet expectations and uncommunicated expectations, there's all this going on, it creates a huge invisible barrier blocking the intimacy of husband and wife. And so to just be able to address it head on the way that we did in the series, man, I think it could revolutionize people's marriages if they would just watch it. And for the people that have started to watch it already, I think that's really happening. I guess the one word best compliment I've received on it so far is a lifelong friend of mine. His name is Josh Shuler. Hey, if you're listening, thanks, man. He's been involved in ministry a lot of years, does a lot of cool stuff. He just said, man, thanks for your transparency. That word transparency really stuck out to me. He just said that being willing to share all the things we shared about our own struggles, our own baggage, that really gave a lot of credibility, a lot of practical help through what we were doing. So I'm so proud of what we created, and I really think it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you this. So what's interesting, because I can go through and look at who's bought it, harass them, ask them if it's helped. No, we don't do that. I do only look at like the names from a sense of like male or female is all I care about, because when we did it, I was wondering like who buys this, and then I don't know about you, but like when I find things on the internet, like I don't surf the internet with my, it's not like we're watching TV together. So I'll find something and then maybe share it with her, or she'll find something, or, but she doesn't care about ESPN and some of the, other places that I go online. So that's why when we created it, I'm like, who are we really going to reach? And what's interesting is it's 50-50 on purchases, male or female. Which I thought is interesting, but good in a way where it's like both parties are interested in solving this problem or working on it. Whether you think your husband or wife isn't, it might be the case in your marriage, but I've seen that there's interest from both parties. I think that the one challenge is, you know, I hit a couple of people that I do know that purchased it. It's like, are you watching it with your wife? Well, no, I'm watching it first. Kind of like they want to see what we say. And it's like...
Exactly. They're going to say, like, don't have sex very often. They're like, oh, I'm trashing this. No one's going to watch it. I get that, of wanting to see what the content is. But at the same time, I really would encourage couples to watch it together. That's really the... It's going to enrich the whole experience. But anyway, sorry to cut you off.
No, that's what I'm saying. So that would be my, you know, I was trying to work through different, you know, different people we know or different situations. I'm like, I've said, hey, get this. And then the question was like, yeah, how do I get my spouse on board with this? And I guess, give me your answer. But, to me, I'm like scratching my head going, like, this is the best Christmas gift. This is the best. Like, I don't see resistance from either partner if you said, hey, you know, we're not asking you to go to some marriage conference in Alabama. We're saying, hey, I want you to sit and watch 10 to 15 minutes of videos that are going to help us connect on a deeper level, in a better way. But why do you think that? I mean, that's what I've heard from people going, well, how, any advice on how to get my partner interested in this? Like, why do you think that's a, like, what's the fear from people thinking, like, this is going to be a struggle? Is it because sex is such a struggle already?
Man, I don't know. I think that it, every situation is so unique. I think for some people, they might feel like that they're being set up, and it's almost like a sexual intervention where, you know, where the person that bought it is buying it because they think that the other person is the one that has to do things completely differently. Or I don't know. I think that... that sex is just one of those areas where people bring a lot of insecurity into it, and because it is an act that God wired up to be so intimate, and you have to be so vulnerable in it, and that can be uncomfortable, and so sit and be part of something where people are going to be talking about it, and you're going to feel like, okay, in watching this, am I going to feel like I don't measure up? Because they're going to say, okay, this is what it's supposed to be, and this is the standard and all this, and now I feel like I don't measure up. I don't know. I think that people maybe have security. They're going to keep them held back. If they watch it, I think that they would be refreshed and pleasantly surprised that, like, okay, this is really encouraging. This is supportive. This is helpful. And I would say for the one spouse that's really excited about it, just encourage the other spouse who might not be that way to say, hey, this isn't to tell us the things we're doing wrong. This isn't to make us feel uncomfortable. This is to help. This is to take one of the most beautiful gifts that God ever created and enjoy it to the fullest. So who wouldn't want that? And I think just trying to present it in that way might help.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think it's interesting, you know, like, not that we know it all, but hey, We're ahead of some people in this department just because we've been married the length that we've been married. I guess I never knew going into marriage that, like, I'd have to work on sex, not from a physical, but just like that would be a part of my marriage that would require work. And I think, you know, that's a huge thing. It's like, hey, here's something to help you in the work that you need to put in this area, because not that it just should be getting better and better, but it's, yeah, if you're not spending any time connecting on this level, or you don't even know how to, man, that's gonna keep you, I think, your relationship's gonna lack some serious depth. So, yeah, this, like, I think said it in the course, like, this is the best kind of work that you can do. So it's gonna require 10 to 15 minutes of watching a video. We have a couple questions that I'm not going to lie to you. I think it could be awkward at first if you've never talked about some of these things, but we've tried to set up not just us talking, but then get you two talking as a couple. That's why your spouse needs to watch the video with you. And yeah, I think, yeah, man, we think this is going to help. We think this is going to be a start. So, yeah, Dave, I appreciate you. I know you got to run. Appreciate you talking about it. And hey, here's what I'm going to do though. I'm going to tell everyone, if you send an email to craig@xxchurch.com, if you have a better story than Dave's, get your wife's permission. I guess he didn't tell us the full story. What we did here is
you got the gist of it. A bed broke in the act. So I've pretty much, you know, that's been the biggest single boost to my ego in my entire life. Now, granted, it was an old rickety bed. It was on a flat leg, all of that. But still, a bed broke and we did it. So I feel really good about that.
All right, bed broke. If you can beat that story or just share your story, you don't have to share all the details. Send it to craig@xxchurch.com. I won't share your name, but I'll just share the story, what it was.
I might want you to share their name.
Yeah, if they want. Well, if you want me to share your name, I will. But we'll give a free Best Sex Life Now to somebody that deserves it, whether you need a new bed or you broke something. I don't know. I don't even want to know. If it's better than a broken bed, we will we'll take the best one. I'll let Dave vote as well, and we'll send you the Best Sex Life Now course for free. Dave, maybe if we sell enough of these, you'll be able to buy a new bed.
Yes, we will put it to good use to get a reinforced, strong bed. So thank you guys for your support. But seriously, truly, not to just keep plugging it, but you know, I've been a part of making a lot of resources. I honestly don't know if I've ever been more excited about a single resource than this one, because if a couple can improve in this area and connect on a deeper level in this area, I'm telling you, every other part of your marriage is going to improve as a result. So I believe in it.
Yeah. No, awesome, man. Thanks. I think my wife said the same thing. Hey, I don't want to hear your comments about it, but if this just helps one couple in a tremendous way, then it was worth it. So thanks, man. And then, hey, for those that aren't on Facebook, Twitter it's saved on my, it's just Dave Willis, right?
Yeah, just Dave Willis.
It's the email that throws in the middle name. That's what's the confusing part. So, or I assume, is Aaron your real name or is it David?
Yeah, well, it helps me screen telemarkers to go by your middle name.
Okay.
Aaron David Willis, sure enough. Yeah, but Dave Willis on Twitter, you know, if you guys, Craig gave you his email address. If you guys ever want to email me about anything, I'd be happy to correspond with you about whatever you want to talk about. Dave@davewillis.org.
Well, this is interesting. He gives out his email, but he screens telemarketers. So I am, we disagree there, because I welcome telemarketers and I record them and post them on my personal Craig Gross site, because I used to be one, and I love harassing telemarketers. But I do not get as many calls now just that I don't have a home phone, but I wish I'd get more. And I need a variety. I'm getting way too many. Viagra, this company keeps calling me, swears that I ordered Viagra from them, and my kids now just laugh, and I've never ordered from a Canadian pharmacy, but I love talking to them, but I would like a variety in my telemarketing calls, because there's only so much you can do with the Viagra telemarketer, so anyway, send the ones that you get my way.
I'll do it, we'll have fun with that.
All right, Dave, thanks, I know you gotta run, but thanks for talking.
Absolutely. It's great talking.
All right. See you. Bye. Hey, that wraps it up. Craig's Car Ride. That's Dave. You can, like I said, email him, talk to him. Check out bestsexlifenow.com. And hey, we'll see you next week. Almost here to the show. Check out, by the way, if you didn't see it on xxxchurch.com this week, lots of new stuff on the site. There's a free download of the bad Christian book called The M Word. And it's about girls and masturbation, girls and porn, girls and sexual struggles. Incredible. I got the honor of writing the foreword for that book. It's free. You can find it at badchristian.com. There's a link on xxchurch.com on it as well. So check that out.
xxchurch.com presents Craig's Car Ride. xxchurch.com.